You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on September 13, 2023, and is titled, Brace Up. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 1, and let's join Steve and the message.
Hey, it's good to have everybody tonight. If you notice, we got the waters up tonight. We've got a little baptism going on and all the way from California. So that's a pretty cool deal. And so I just want to share a couple of things right quick. First of all, if you're a person who's been dealing with the water baptism thing, let me help you real simple right quick. The Ethiopian in the book of Acts, he simply, when the scriptures was opened up, he said, there's some water, why shan't I be baptized? And he said, Philip said, if you believe Jesus is the Christ, then yes, you shall. So that's that. So if you've, you know, somebody wetted your head when you was a baby and you still ain't feeling it, or you joined a church one day by, you know, getting in your swimming trunks, and then one day you're not a part of that anymore and you think it's all another. Let me tell you something today. If you've not ever experienced true water baptism by the leading of the Holy Spirit, whenever that happens, man, that's great. And if tonight's your night, come right on with it. But if you've been through all the motions of religion, and it's still you're missing something, then listen to the Lord and do whatever God's calling you to do. Because I promise you one thing: nobody's going to throw you out of heaven for getting too wet. Okay. I have held a lot of people down. Now, if I know it's your second or third try, you getting 18 bubbles, baby. That's all there is to it. We are going to get this right this time. But, man, I have never, never had a reprimand by God. Now, I have had several reprimands by some very religious people, but I have never been reprimanded by God by affording somebody the privilege of water baptism. So there's water back there, and so we're going to do that after a while, and we really appreciate everybody. One of the other things that I want to talk about right quick before we get the Murphs up here is just like Johnston's all coming from California, now they're moving here, but Cash and them, I think y'all getting married in California. And so anyhow, what I'm making a point here is this little fellowship is extremely far-reaching. Without any advertising, without any trying to do anything. I mean, we just don't try very hard. And so those of you that listened to Bible study yesterday morning, we've got Tuesday morning men's Bible study that men and women all tune into all over the United States and Canada and Australia and listen to them Bible studies. Well, I got the idea a few months ago that it would just be kind of a neat thing that on the 3rd of October, the dozen or so guys that are here every week would invite a friend or two, and we'd get a couple gals here to make some of that biscuit and gravy casserole stuff that I thought would be a really good idea. If you hadn't had any of that, that's extremely anointed. It's really good. And I just want to do something to kind of fellowship-wise. Well, for those of you that have been around regular now, you know that the last few weeks or month, God's back to stirring something up in me. And we stay focused on our country. We stay focused on our freedom. We stay focused on our generational promise, our generational purpose, and our generational responsibility. And so that all being said, I'm the guy that gets accused of being too involved in politics from the pulpit. Well, the only people that aren't are people that don't know better, or they're cowards. That's how that goes. And so we're not any of the above. So that all being said, there is a movement that has begun in this country. And it started a long time ago, but by 2016, it was starting to come to fruition. By 2020, it got test drove, and by right now, our nation is going to experience some things in the very near future that we haven't experienced them before, or we've never experienced them to this level. This will be a movement of people, and I believe the majority, it's a global thing. It's not just this country, but we're going to be the example. We're going to take the lead, and the heartland of America is going to take the very first lead. And we've got some big decisions to make and things coming down the pike and no knee-jerk reactions. We're just going to educate ourselves and we're going to start walking in some things. But this time is going to be different. This is not about what we're going to do. Because let me tell you, all of us together with all our friends and all of our neighbors, we will not balance $35 trillion of debt. Most people in this room can't even spell it. Don't even know how many zeros are in it. We will not drain the swamp. We may not be able to even have fair and free elections. We're tangled up in the institutions of man, and every one of us in here have some type of entanglement, some type of ownership, something we're going to have to give up. That is all going to be used to control and manipulate again, and it's coming again. This time, it won't be about, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to run for office. No, this time, God's people and the people that know better, it's about what we're not going to do. I'm not going to quit preaching. I'm not going to shut my door. I'm not doing a gay marriage. I'm not taking the jab. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not falling for it. I'm not taking the hand out. I'll give a hand up. That's how we're going to do this. And so as I seek the Lord 24/7 on this stuff, try to educate myself. I've been really blessed with some really cool, smart people. I met another lady yesterday. Holy moly, if I can get her here, I'm telling you, she's one of the sharpest people I ever talked to, did a podcast with her, and then I called her back for another 45-minute conversation afterwards, and it's just unbelievable the intelligence of some people as to what's truly going on in some things around us. All that being said, my little Tuesday morning thing to eat some biscuits and gravy and hang out a little bit, well, I popped off yesterday morning and I said, now on the 3rd of October, I got something to say. This isn't about biscuits and gravy now. I got something to say. So all day I've been answering the phone. People wanting to know the best motel in Muleshoe. Here, let me flip a coin. See how it goes. But we've got people, I believe, that are coming from North Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, carload of them just called a little bit ago from Tulsa, Oklahoma, all over western New Mexico, all eastern New Mexico, but people are coming. And every one of them that called me, I said, look, I don't even have anything planned. The only reason you should come to this is if you know God told you to be here. And if God told you to be here, then God is going to tell us what he wants us to know when you get here. We don't have any plan. Well, that's my next thing. We might want some of you ladies, if you wouldn't mind, to get with Robin along the way between now and October the 3rd, because I've got this sneaking hunch that two biscuit and gravy casseroles are not going to cut it. So we might need a little assistance in that. But here's my last point in that whole story. What you guys do here and what happens here in this little mess right here, it reaches a long, long ways. And it hits a lot of ears. And I've told you from the beginning, God's going to use this. Because we're one of the few batches that once we survive the COVID fiasco, we didn't all just start singing happy, happy, happy and just lay down and take it as it comes. We've continued to stay focused. You'll hear it out of the scriptures tonight. We've stayed like-minded. We've stayed on point. And we're not quitting. People quit, but we're not quitting. And so I just wanted to reiterate the significance of what you do when you get in a pile. This word is hitting a lot of spots. We're not here to have a church service or play church. I hate that stuff anyhow. We're here on purpose for a purpose. No different than the Murphs being in David's tent. When one family from Texas is sitting there and all of a sudden pastors start walking into that tent from countries all over the world. Let me tell you something, friends and neighbors. This is important. There's people that write me off as about a half done up wing ding sometimes. But I'm telling you today, this is important. And this is our last chance. That part I know. This is it. We either do this or we don't. And we set the course for the generations to come. And so if you're sitting over there in one tribe every Sunday singing Maranatha and you think the love boat's going to come swing by and pick you up so you don't have to participate, you've been lied to and somebody will tell you the truth and I'm your guy. But if you understand the promise of Abraham and you know that your family deserves your participation, then you need to have the heart and mind of your forefathers and your founding fathers as they put their trust in the providence of the Almighty. And they brought a nation to fruition that would let you freely raise your family in the admonition of the Lord, all to his glory, to live out your hopes, your dreams, and desires, and do it all to his glory, and be a free nation to do it. What'd they tell you, Murph, because you didn't tell us last week, what'd those guys tell you from India, or what'd they say about America? And what they say about the importance of America. Remember that? Exactly. Those guys came together and they said, America will not fall because it's established in the kingdom of God and that covenanted land, all the things we've been talking about. But also, we could run from our purpose, which is what we've been doing, and we could lose that. But we are a lighthouse to the world, and we are the nation that all other nations call a Christian nation. But it can't be because we go to church. It's got to be because we are. And the true church of Jesus Christ today in America are patriots. You have to be. Because Jesus Christ is the author and perfecter of freedom. And this nation, established on a constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence, was guaranteed to protect that. That we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal and have been endowed by their Creator with these certain and inalienable rights, of which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They never should have changed John Locke's original penmanship to pursuit of happiness. Originally, it was ownership of a state. I won't get into that tonight, but that's what we talked about yesterday. Was the government land grab and how freedom follows land ownership. I just thought I'd throw that in there today because most Americans don't know that John Locke penned that before Thomas Jefferson, and that's the original life, liberty, and the ownership of a state. So anyhow, just some little tidbits. So October the 3rd, all of a sudden, God has ordained some shindig here. And if you want to be in on it and help out, that'd be great, okay? I don't know what we're doing and don't know who's coming, but it'll be awesome, all right? So let's pray right quick and we'll get the Murphs up here. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you. Whatever you've ordained for this group right here, and those watching on the screen tonight and that have joined us from other places, those who have their ears turned towards you, God, who have a heart for you, Jesus, a heart for their family and a heart for their country, Lord, we want to speak, we want to encourage, we want to empower, and we want to be part of what you're doing here, this movement in America that I believe not only will preserve our freedom, but will bring us to revival. And so, Lord, we're waiting for the next great awakening. We've waited since 1740. We're ready for the next great awakening. So, Lord, help us to do what you've called us to do. Use your teaching to encourage us, inspire us, and empower us as we do that for others. And we give you all the praise and glory tonight. Jesus, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a big praise offering, man. You know, there's going to be two kind of people that move forward into this. There's going to be people who do this in covenant with God and people who do this without Him. If we're the ones who do this with Him, we're the ones who will praise Him. We offer Him praise. We are obedient to Him. Before I get my word in Philippians chapter 1 tonight, the Lord just encouraged me to share something with you right quick, and it's according to that song. But one of the things you're going to hear me talk about tonight is being unified in purpose. One of the things that we've tried to do is pretend like we're unified in theology. You can't be unified in theology because those are simply man's theories about God's absolute truth. And so one guy has an idea and people follow him. You know, you heard about it in the Bible. They're arguing who's following who. Well, you don't have to be in agreement with each other. Strive to be in agreement with the Bible. And the Bible will bring us into agreement with each other. But do it under the teaching of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we're going to talk about this being unified in purpose. So one of the things that happened several years ago when I discovered something in the Bible, and we've been teaching it here and all over the nation ever since, was that promise made to Abraham in Genesis 12, 15, and 17 that said, Abraham, I'm going to give you a family. I'm going to give you generations as much as the stars, as much as the dirt. That's your promise, and I'm going to give you a piece of land for you to dwell. 430 years later, Joshua crossed over the Jericho, and God told him, now God will bring rain to the earth. The earth will now become fruitful. You know, all their time in the desert, they had to look to the heavens. We got some quail, and then we got some crackers, and then we got crackers with honey on them, and then we got thirsty, and so Moses whacks a rock, and we got a water fountain. I mean, we got all kinds of weird stuff going on, and they cross into the promise. You know that promised land where 12 guys went and looked, and 10 came back and said, you can't do it? But two guys understood the promise and said, cover me, Dan. Oh, I'm going in. Now, I'm paraphrasing a little here. But God told him, said, the land is now going to give sustain you. You're going to put seeds in the ground, and the land is going to bring a harvest. I'm going to bring the rain, and the land is going to bring a harvest. As you work the land and do what you do in covenant with me, the land is going to take care of you. And as long as you're obedient to me, everything will be fine. And that includes being generous with the leftovers. All those kinds of different things. And then he told him, he said, now, everywhere you place your foot, in Joshua chapter 1, wherever you place your foot, I now give you. Then in Joshua chapter 5, the angel, the big one, he come down and he's standing there. He's a warrior of God. And he stands there and Joshua falls down. He gets him up and he says, look, now take your shoes off because where you stand is holy ground. Why is that holy ground? Because it's in covenant with God. The presence of God was there, no different than when David and them all marched around the country carrying the Ark of the Covenant. The presence of God in the covenant of God was there, and the rain of God was there. The rain came from heaven to bring sustenance from the land, but the rulership of God in the kingdom of God that is here now upon us, within us, and at hand. That rulership, that's R-E-I-G-N, rain. Where Jesus rules, the owner of the universe rules, the Holy Spirit rules in us. He's not the master puppeteer. He's not running a puppet show. So everything doesn't happen for a reason. Some of the stupid stuff that happens in your life just because you're stupid. There's a reason. No. When you study the characteristics of God from the beginning, how God reacts to man when man reacts to God, how God reacts to man when man does not react to God, that's how you work in covenant. So he wanted me to establish that again because this is how we're unified in purpose. The true church of Jesus Christ is going to be unified in purpose, and it won't be the BBF Scotty campaign. It'll be according to the promise of Abraham. That very promise is what got Stephen killed. He was preaching the promise when they stoned him to death. That's the purpose. That's where we're headed. That's why every time I open this book, we end up in the same place. And so tonight, when I read out of Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, Philippians 1:27, he said, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. How many of you are disqualified already? Well, let's get some cookies and go to the house. Praise God for the blood of Jesus, huh? That his blood is sufficient for my failures. His grace and his mercy gives me an opportunity to come back to plumb. He says right here, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation from that from God. Now I'm going to just kind of step through this one little piece at a time. He said, so whether I'm with you or I'm absent, what am I going to hear about you? Is he talking to each individual, or is he talking to a group of believers in Philippi? What do you hear about Muleshoe Fellowship? I mean, we've had a lot of reputations over the last 21 years. I mean, we used to handle snakes, and we've never had one in the building. We had one outside once. I killed him with a shovel. We're crazy. And people speak in tongues. When was the last time one of you heard me speak in tongues up here? Been a while, ain't it? We only do what's necessary for the moment. We don't make up stuff so that it fits the Bible or doesn't fit the Bible or any of that. Then we've had a reputation of just being far too generous, that we gave money to people that didn't deserve it. Now, we didn't really have time to judge everybody like that. There's people in higher places than us. They put themselves up there. We'll let them pick and choose. We just kind of do our thing. You know, it was said about us one time. Remember, Dusty? Long time ago. Because for 21 years, there's nobody here on the payroll. One of the reasons that our cup overflows all the time and we're able to be generous and we can fill in the blanks in a big way every time God tells us to fill in the blanks, without a committee meeting, without any of that kind of stuff, build a food pantry, do whatever it is we need to do. We just do it just like that. One of the reasons is we have zero debt. That hole in the purse has been sewed up. Do that as soon as possible. We try to live by example. Nobody's on the payroll around here, so everything comes in can go out. And so, but it was said at one time, so we all got jobs. Now, how many of y'all noticed that as long as you've known me, I've had several new pickups? Anybody seen that? My neighbors have. Well, I just, you know, when the floor mats get dirty and the tires start showing a little wear, I just don't want to fool with all that, so I just buy a new pickup. That's not true. We have a strategic way we do that because it's an expense that's a pain in the business, but it's part of our business, and that's what we do. And so, yeah, we go through a lot of pickups, but at one time, some of the people that were going to church here hanging out with us drove new Dodge Dualies. Dusty got him a new Dodge Dually. I got me a new Dodge Dually. And pretty soon the word on the street was, if you were in leadership in Muleshoe Cowboy Fellowship, they bought you a new Dodge Dually. We have paid for our own stuff, thank you very much, the whole time. What do you hear? One of the greatest compliments I got one time while I was doing my chaplaincy in jail up here, I was chaplain for about 15 years around here or something. Man, I held hands with every drug addict, every drug dealer in this county. And I had a guy one time tell me while I was in there, he said, you know every drug dealer knows who you are. I thought, son of a gun. And he said, they love you because they know you'll help them. What do you hear? Whether Paul's here or not, what do you hear about a group of people who gather up on Wednesday night in Mule Shoe, Texas? What are you people on that camera been hearing? Because all of you are tuning in every week and you're calling me and text messaging and everything else. What do you hear?
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Mule Shoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Mule Shoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Mule Shoe Fellowship, God bless.